Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Akiachek in southwest Alaska. The village is the first in the state to formally decide to dissolve its local government in favor of traditional tribal representation.
It's Jonathan Lomax. I'm the executive director for Akiachek Native Community Tribal Government. Yeah, it's the native community, the remote village, located 13 air miles from Bethel. There's no road system outside of the village other than trails. The only way to get in is through either a local airplane or a snow machine in the winter or boat in the summer. We're on the Kuskokwim River. That's the main activity that we do in the village, subsistence hunting all year round, fishing in the summer, berry picking, gathering in the fall. We do have a tribal government that runs the village. There's a village corporation that runs with the regional corporation. Well, Akiachek was incorporated in a second-class city in 1974. And then in January 31, 1990, the city government was dissolved in favor of traditional village council governance. There's sports, like student activities on the UP school district. We do sponsor dog races in the winter carnival. There's usually a bingo parlor for adults. Most of the village is related. I guess everybody knows everybody in the village. We grew up here. Some have left the village to pursue any jobs in college, but most of them have stayed in the village.
Jonathan Lomax is the executive director for Akiachek Native Community Tribal Government. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Emily Foreman, Jolene Almendarez, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Margaret Friednauer.